This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. We're going to talk about menopause because coming up in the next few days is the National Menopause Show. It'll be taking place at the Anaheim Convention Center. Our guest is Angela McGregor. She is the founder of the show. Angela, nice to see you again, and welcome to Late Night Health.
Great. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.
Our pleasure. Menopause is something that hits both men and women. And obviously, it's mostly women, but men are affected and men get andropause. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to just talk about menopause. Why did you think that it would be necessary to have a whole exposition on menopause?
Right. It really came from a personal need. I had suffered with symptoms for many years, went to the doctor, and I really didn't get the help. Fast forward a number of years, maybe 10, 15 years, and I found a doctor that could help me. And I realized that, you know, while I suffered and I had some relief, there was a lot of women out there that didn't have any relief. And doctors in North America, it's not part of their curriculum in med school. Perimenopause and menopause, if it's touched on at all, it's a very small portion of their learning. So I think as a society in North America, we're really at a disadvantage where we have our healthcare providers. Now that's changing, where they can't really support what we're going through. And as women, we really haven't been given the information or the education. So that's why I put together.
When you go to the doctor, and we're talking a medical doctor, not a holistic or a naturopath, when you go to the doctor, they kind of dismiss you. Oh, you're just having, you know, it's natural, it'll go away.
Right. That is exactly. And that's what a lot of women have said to me, that they went to the doctor and they were dismissed, or they were prescribed antidepressants, or, you know, and they just didn't want to go on these antidepressants. And or if they did, it didn't help. So for some women, an antidepressant will work. But for menopause, it's women have different symptoms. There's over 100 symptoms that have been recorded, but it affects women differently. And we all share in the journey with, you know, if it's night sweats, hot flashes, you might lose a tooth, frozen shoulder. Like there's so many different symptoms. It's hard to really gauge, you know, is this menopause? Is it something totally different? So with this event, we've created a phenomenal program from the doctors and healthcare providers that really are tuned in with perimenopause and menopause and can give women a better understanding of what they're going through, what these symptoms are, and a path forward. And everybody's journey is going to be different, but at least we're being educated and we have a better understanding of what to expect. And in perimenopause, you know, you may have these symptoms for up to 10 years or longer.
Yeah, you just, I just wrote a note. You said that you had it 10, 15 years?
I had perimenopausal symptoms for many, many years. And when I reflect back, I can point to some of those symptoms that were perimenopausal. You know, I had frozen shoulder. I've lost a tooth. Hair thinning, I mean, weight gain, memory loss. It's really incredible what a female goes through. And part of the problem is women have been understudied, you know, in terms of research. And I think now women are sitting up, taking stock, and they want the answers. So that's what we've done at the National Menopause Show. We've created a forum where it's a safe place for women to talk about whatever they want to talk about. Is it your skin? Is it your mood? Is it your bones? Is it all of the above? Your heart health. What can we do for your heart health? So we're covering the spectrum of women's issues, sex. There's a whole topic on sex. And it's, menopause, going through
Some
menopause.
women, in my understanding is some women want more sex and some women don't want more sex. So,
That's right. And that's
right?
my understanding as well.
Yeah.
It goes
Well,
one way or the other.
one way or the other, and this is the first show in the United States.
Yes.
You've had success in Canada.
Yes. We launched our first show, the National Menopause Show in Toronto, October 2024, and it was a wild success. We had doctors from across the country, exhibits that had products and services that are going to help women in their journey. And we're doing the same in Anaheim. This is a launch, and we're very excited about it. We have doctors coming from throughout the United States, and we have products and services that are going to help women through their journey.
And it's what really impressed me is that one of the things that impressed me is that you're not asking for $1,000 to attend.
No,
It's a
no.
reasonable cost for a couple of days.
Yes, well, we want all women to have access to healthcare. And this is what it's all about. It's access to care. It's a path forward. So you can attend for one day or you can attend for 2 days. The education is different on each day. We also have some entertainment. We have the third act that will be performing on Saturday and Sunday. And they have found the humor in menopause, which I'm sure all of us can appreciate, even our husbands or our spouses. So it's 2 days of education. The cost is $45 for one day and $55 for 2 days. And we certainly will provide a discount code if your listeners type in Advocate 20. They will get a 20% discount off the ticket.
Advocate 20.
20.
Got it. You mentioned men. I'm going to be there on Saturday learning what I can about menopause because we talk about menopause a lot here at Late Night Health. One of the things that I think is misunderstood is by guys. We don't, one day your wife is happy, your spouse is happy, and the next day not so happy. The third day
Right.
maybe, she wants to come at you with an axe. Men need to understand what menopause is.
I agree, full-heartedly. I think it's both women and men need to have a better understanding of what your body's going through. And that's why we have Menopause 101. That's all about hormones. That's all about, what is it your body's going through? A lot of women and men don't understand the function of these hormones we have. And, a lack of estrogen can create a lot of problems. Mood swings, that is something that is one of the many symptoms where you can't define why you're upset, whether you're just emotional or you're angry. You can't really figure it out. And that's why we're bringing these professionals in, so women can feel validated and understood. And I think it's important for your spouse to understand and support you.
And what about MDs? Shouldn't MDs attend this? Medical doctors?
We have medical doctors attending. Yes, we do. Of course, we have many medical doctors that will be speaking. In Toronto, what we're doing is we're educating the general practitioner with continuing medical credits and also nurse practitioners. And we are looking to do the same in the United States for 2026. So it's different levels of education, and we all deserve that.
Give us a couple of topics that will be covered in some of the sessions, if you can.
Well, we have, like I mentioned, Menopause 101. We have the benefits of resistance training during the menopause transition. We have beyond HRT, non-hormonal options for thriving in perimenopause and menopause. And then we have the benefits of hormone replacement therapy. Beyond that, we have how to talk to your doctor and how to advocate for yourself at work. So if you have a doctor maybe that doesn't have a whole lot of time to see you, you can get.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know. I don't know in Canada if it's the same, but we get 5 or 6 minutes with our primary care doc, and that's it. Same thing
It
in
is
Canada?
similar, Mark.
Yeah.
It's, well, you might get 15 minutes, but you need to go in there. You need to see your healthcare provider with the right questions, the correct questions, so you can come away feeling like you've been understood and you have a path forward. Sleep is sleep deprivation. So we have a whole segment on sleep care. Breast cancer survivors. We have, that reclaim control over your health and your quality of life. That's really important for
Right.
breast cancer survivors. So there's support there too.
It's it's important, I think, also to write your questions down.
Yes.
If you have questions about menopause or postmenopause, premenopause, all
Yeah.
of those, write them down before you go to the show, because
Yeah.
you can get answers and then take those questions to your own physician,
Right.
right?
Right. That's good advice. Absolutely. Come to the show prepared, and if you just happen to be, in the area on Saturday or Sunday, please stop in. You don't have to have a whole list or a script of
Right.
questions. We're there to support you, and this is a community that is going to support women. And make you feel more validated and understanding what your body's going through. And it's also for women in their 30s too. S many haven't experienced the perimenopausal symptoms, but they're coming. And there's a small percentage of women that, I think it's 5%, don't quote me on that, don't experience severe symptoms or any symptoms at all. They
I
happen
was
to stay
very
home.
lucky. My wife did not.
Oh,
Go to nationalmenopauseshow.com,
yes.
nationalmenopauseshow.com, and again the discount code is Advocate20.
Advocate 20. Yes.
That's AVOCATE 20. I don't spell well. I just wanted to make sure.
ABB Advocate 20.
Yes, thank you very much. Listen, Angela, thank you. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. I will find you, and I'll be around at the InnoVision booth and looking for interesting people to bring to Late Night Health.
There
Again,
will be a lot there. Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to
thank you.
see you.
Thank you.
Take
I'm
care.
Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health.